There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else to turn to. Call the Super Chicken. Call the Super Chicken.
The gang's all here at the speakeasy again. Bear News Lou, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is teaming up with his ex-wife Dani Garcia. He was married to her until 2007. And a top sports management company to buy the bankrupt XFL. The XFL
wins. Wait a minute. How is that Bear News?
It's, well, football.
That's XFL, man. He put in $15 million of his own cash in there to get to the XFL.
That's kind of a bargain, I think.
I don't know. Well, he doesn't have to buy uniforms, so he already got those all set. Does it come with the uniforms? That's the question.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, I think McMahon put $200 million in this thing. He just sold for $15.
No, $15, he's one of the buyers.
Oh, I see.
At $15 million.
It says for $15 million, and I got it straight from ESPN.
All right, well.
Fake news.
All right.
I think he's one of them.
So, Lou, there are two players from the Bears who have opted out because of our current situation. The opt-out clause. They have to opt out by this Thursday if you're going to play in the NFL or not this year. So those two Bears are tackle Eddie Goldman and safety Jordan Lucas.
Who?
Goldman was a player.
You know what? It's nice to know there's two smart people on the Bears team.
All right, Lou.
You know, I mean, come on, people. Look at what's going on in freaking baseball. And you actually think, I mean, this is football, U.S. football, not Australian rules bullshit, not kick hockey, not none of that crap.
Kick hockey.
Football. No way. No season. No season at all.
Well, you called that in April, so we're not gonna belabor that.
So.
Yes.
That being said.
Yes.
They maybe should have stayed in, so if they cancel the city, the season, they still get their dough.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, that's
the roll of the dice right now. You got till Thursday. All right. How much are the Chicago Bears worth? This is according to Forbes magazine, Lou. I don't know their holdings, but I know they get full concessions and parking. That's the deal for Soldier Field.
I'd probably put them at a... $1.1 billion.
Lou? A lot of pauses.
$3.4 billion.
Wow, Lou. $3.3 billion. No, I'm sorry. $3.5 billion. You're one off, man.
The price is right.
With the B. Come
on down, Lou Dickman.
They are sixth overall in the NFL. Who do you think's number one, Lou?
Green Bay Packers.
No. Oh.
Serious,
yes.
Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen, not only the most valuable NFL team, the most valuable sports team in the entire world. More than the Yankees.
They own their own stadium.
Well, there you go.
Now, I wonder, is a European soccer team second?
Yeah, they're definitely in the top five. Yeah. You know, like Manchester United or something like that. But, what do you think the New York Giants rank, Lou?
New York football Giants. We're talking pro sports of the world.
That's right.
The whole world.
The whole world.
In New Jersey.
23rd.
Oh, no, ninth.
Hey, you see this?
They are...
come on.
They are worth...
Cowboy came up with the 10. Speak up.
They claim they're worth four Bs.
Four Bs.
Do they own part of that stadium in Jersey? Probably.
I think they do. I think they do.
I think Bob Weir owns a good chunk of it.
Moving on. Bears kicker Eddie Pinheiro recently revealed on a video call with the media they had added 8 pounds of muscle this offseason. How do you think he did that, Lou?
Sit up.
Sitting on the couch watching NFL's greatest, watching Johnny Unitas.
I think it will help, especially later in the year when the weather turns and it gets colder, when you're trying to generate more power. That's Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator.
All right, guys, we keep towing the company line there. There's going to be no season!
Twitter wars, Lou. We're going to do Twitter wars. We're going to take the New York Giants versus the Chicago Bears. New York Giants, what's next for Giants offensive line after Nate Solder opts out? Versus Chicago Bears, quoting Matt Nagy, just be the same person that you got to where you're at right now. Wait a minute. Just be the same person that got you to where you are right now.
Well, what I'm wearing right now is very fashionable. I'm in my Paul Walker motif here.
And I'm part of the staff.
Yeah.
So what,
that's what we're wearing.
What tweet do you like better, Bears or Giants?
Oh, those were two tweets?
Yes.
I thought it was one continuous. Yeah. I'll go with the Bears because that's the only thing I remember.
I'm going with Matt Nagy.
All right. The New York Giants.
Tweet.
New York Giants, what's next for Giants offensive line after Nate Solder opts out? That was theirs.
Oh!
Anyway.
Okay.
Power rankings of the week. You guys will love this one.
All right.
It's sweet.
Rank the classic cartoons of the 1960s, classic TV cartoons of the 1960s. The Flintstones, the Jetsons, Rocky and Bullwinkle, McGilla Gorilla, George of the Jungle, Super Chicken, the Archies, and Scooby-Doo, where are you? I should have brought a cheat sheet. I didn't realize I wrote so many, but...
Okay, well, hang on here. I'm doing Archie's last.
Archie's last.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. So we got Flintstones, Jetsons, Rocky and Bullwinkle, McGilla Gorilla, George of the Jungle.
McGilla Gorilla.
All right. Super Chicken.
Super Chicken.
All right. So now you have Rocky and Bullwinkle, the Jetsons, and the Flintstones left.
Flintstones, Jetsons, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
All right, Lou, number one, Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's my number one as well. Do you have any switches on that?
Absolutely not.
You both did not like the musical shows like Archie's and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Sequels to the comic books, you know.
Or you were also getting older then, Lou. You were like 15, weren't you? When that came out.
Three quarters.
Super Chicken.
I mean, Underdog.
Yeah, where is Underdog?
Underdog?
I can't believe I missed that.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, they took the old MGM cartoons and they just repackaged.
How about Johnny
Quest? It was sort of like Looney Tunes.
How about Johnny Quest?
Johnny Quest. Damn it.
You know?
Like, damn it.
Well, that goes more like comic book to graphic novel.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I name the great comic book TV cartoons next, we'll go over that.
Now, the Sad Sack.
Sad Sack is a comic
book. That never went anywhere past the comic book, did it?
I think they made some Sad Sack cartoons. Seriously.
Well, I think Empire stars in a couple of movies titled Sad Sack.
Ryan Salza Welder, you're doing some voiceover now. Lou, your question of the week.
That's what she said.
Your question of the week, Lou. What responsibility would you like to opt out of and why?
Wow. I'm glad that wasn't asked me.
Holy cow. What responsibility? I really don't have a lot of freaking responsibility.
I love what you have. What do you want to opt out of?
It's walking the dog out there somewhere.
You know, I guess it would have to be taking out the garbage.
Take it out the garbage. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out before this thing goes 20 minutes.
And go Bears!
Go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Evaluation Service. When you need to know your worth, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Networks you.